South Korea is replacing government purchasing cards with blockchain deposit tokens. South Korea's Ministry of Economy and Finance announced on April 16th that a treasury payment pilot using blockchain-based deposit tokens has been approved as a 2026 planning-type regulatory sandbox project overseen by the Office for Government Policy Coordination. The sandbox designation is the legal mechanism that lets ministries pay operating expenses with deposit tokens instead of the plastic government purchasing cards, G-cards, that currently handle state spending. The Cointelegraph post carrying the announcement landed at 0910 UTC. This is not a concept paper. It is a live procurement rail change with a budget and a first customer. From G-cards to bank-issued tokens, government purchasing cards in Korea have served the same role as corporate credit cards for ministries. A pre-approved instrument to pay vendors for operating costs, with reconciliation flowing back to the Treasury. Deposit tokens are different. They are digital claims issued by commercial banks, pegged 1.1 to the 1, recorded on permission blockchain infrastructure supervised by the Bank of Korea. Every payment carries a cryptographic record of who spent what, when, and on which line item. The practical difference matters. G-card reconciliation runs on periodic batch reports and manual review. Deposit token payments reconcile in real time with multi-signature authorization for higher value transactions and anomaly detection running at the network layer. That is the case Seoul is making for the switch. Same legal effect, tighter audit trail, less paperwork. The first pilot, a 30 billion won EV charging subsidy. The initial rollout is narrow and specific. The Ministry of Climate, Energy, and Environment will distribute a 30 billion won, roughly $20 million subsidy for expanding EV charging infrastructure, and that subsidy will move through deposit tokens rather than the usual government card rails, according to reporting summarized by Blooming Bit. Vendors installing chargers will receive tokens directly from the relevant bank, convert them to won when they want, and the ministry will have a line-by-line ledger of where public money landed. 30 billion won is a small slice of Korea's national budget. That is the point. The sandbox exists to surface operational problems, custody at the vendor side, refunds, failed transactions, dispute handling, before the model scales. The long arc, 25% of the national budget by 2030. The scale ambition is in the roadmap. From 2030, Korea plans for digital currency-based deposit tokens to handle roughly 25% of national treasury payments. For a government that ran a 677 trillion won budget in 2025, that quarter share would be one of the largest programmatic uses of bank-issued digital money anywhere. It also fits into a larger Bank of Korea effort. Project Han River Phase 2 has been testing deposit tokens against a 110 trillion won subsidy program with multiple commercial banks participating. Phase 2 focused on the technical stack, quantum-resistant cryptography, HSM-backed key storage, multi-sig authorization, real-time anomaly detection. The April 16th sandbox decision turns that stack from a lab environment into an actual line item. Why this matters outside Korea? Three reasons. First, deposit tokens are the quieter cousin of regulated stablecoins. They are bank liabilities on-chain with the legal clarity of a deposit and the programmability of a token. Regulators in the US, the EU, and Japan have debated whether deposit tokens should sit inside the stablecoin framework or outside it. Korea is now running the experiment in production. The results will feed every policy argument. Second, replacing G-cards is a payment story. Government purchasing cards run on Visa and MasterCard rails in most countries, including Korea. Moving operating expense payments to a bank-issued token on a permission chain is a small but measurable retreat from card network routing for state-level spending. It will not show up in consumer card volumes, but it is a rail shift. Third, Korea is stacking tokenization bets. On April 15th, Ripple and Kyobo Life Insurance announced a tokenized government bond pilot using Ripple's custody stack. The country has flagged stablecoin rules and crypto ETF approvals for 2026. South Korea is now running tokenized spending, tokenized debt, and a retail crypto regulatory framework in parallel. Few jurisdictions are moving this many pieces at once. What to watch next? The sandbox needs to clear an operational threshold before scope expands. Three signals will tell the story. Vendor conversion friction. EV charging companies receiving tokens will need a smooth path to convert to one or hold. If the banks involved make conversion cheap and instant, adoption expands. If not, vendors will push back. Reconciliation savings. The Ministry of Economy and Finance has staked the pilot on tighter audit trails. If internal audit teams report materially reduced reconciliation hours, the case for expansion strengthens. Bank participation breadth. Phase 2 of Project Han River involved multiple banks, but specific names were not released publicly. A broader public list of participating commercial banks would signal confidence that this is a policy decision rather than a favor to a single institution.